by Campbell's Tomato Juice, the largest selling tomato juice in America. Today we present Shake Hands with Your Grandson, the story of a young man who did just that. Each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Campbell's Tomato Juice brings you Campbell's short story, complete in each broadcast. Today's story, Shake Hands with Your Grandson, stars Alice Frost and Charles Carroll, leading man of The Valiant Lady. But now, two short stories about Campbell's Tomato Juice. And the first of these stories is all about flavor.
Let me tell that story, Mr. Putnam. I think I know it even better than you do. You see, I have a family to feed, and I know how pleased they are when breakfast starts with Campbell's Tomato Juice.
Sort of like that refreshing garden sweet flavor, do they?
I should say they do. They empty their glasses right down to the last drop. You know, lately we seem to find that Campbell's Tomato Juice tastes even better than it used to.
It is better, too.
But how in the world Campbell's could improve the flavor is more than I can see.
Well, that's my story, and it's all about tomatoes. The flavor of Campbell's Tomato Juice is better because Campbell's tomatoes are better. You see, for over 30 years, Campbell's have been working constantly to produce finer and finer tomatoes. Tomatoes more garden sweet, more full flavored. And just how good those tomatoes have become, you can taste in Campbell's Tomato Juice today.
You didn't quite finish your story, Mr. Putnam. Isn't Campbell's Tomato Juice a helpful vitamin drink, too?
Indeed it is. A good drink, good for you. And good for all the millions of families who have made Campbell's the largest selling tomato juice in America. And I hope all you ladies listening will remember to ask your grocer for Campbell's, won't you? And now your Campbell's short story, Shake Hands with Your Grandson. This is a story about a man and a girl and a machine and the strange adventure that they got into, all three of them. This is the man, John Vanderpool.
I know it'll work. I know it will, I tell you.
And the girl, Helen.
But how do you know, John? That's what I want to know. How?
And this is the machine.
There. That's how I know.
How?
Well, where's Toby?
He's gone. He's gone, John.
Sure he's gone. What'd you expect?
Where is he?
Honey, you know where he is.
You're not going to tell me that nonsense.
Honey, it's not nonsense. It's
Here, Toby. Here, Toby. Here, Toby.
It won't do any good, darling. You'll have to wait.
How long will I have to wait?
About 35 seconds. I've set it for a minute.
Oh!
But, Helen, I tell you...
You get Toby out of that machine, John Vanderpool.
Sweetheart, will you listen to me? He's not in that machine. He's in the future.
Oh, John.
I set him on the platform. I set the dial to carry him 1 minute into the future. When the minute's up, we'll catch up with him in time, and there he'll be.
I don't believe it. I think it's some kind of a trick.
No, it's not a trick. Look, darling, for the 700th time, this lever here accelerates the time sense to induce radioactivity.
Huh?
Now, this one controls the period of time through which the machine operates. And this one...
Oh, be still. Isn't the minute up yet?
10 seconds yet. Now, you watch. When the minute's up, his time and ours will be synchronized, and he'll be back. Now watch. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2. 1. Now.
All right. Where is he?
Well... Oh, now, wait.
What did you do with my dog?
Darn it, wait. I must have set the thing for longer than a minute.
I'll say you did. Now, stop fooling, John, and let him out. Here, Toby. Here, Toby.
Will
Come
you
on,
stop
baby.
Shouting into my ear?
Here,
now, wait.
Toby.
I think
Here,
maybe...
Here, Toby. Come on,
Helen.
Baby. Huh?
Did you monkey with this dial when I put Toby on the platform?
Why, I didn't. What dial?
This one.
Well, I was kind of twiddling it, and what's the matter?
Nothing, my dear, except your dog, instead of being 1 minute in the future, is 50 years in 1 minute.
Oh, Toby!
Oh, you idiot. To keep your fingers off things.
Oh, John, how are we going to get him back?
Well, darling, if you just wait until 11:06 a.m. on Monday, March 11th, 1990, he'll be right here on that little platform. at the platforms here.
But I'll be 74 years old.
Uh-uh. 76,000.
Darn you and your time machine.
Well, if you let it alone.
Well, can't you reverse the thing and bring him back?
It can only be reversed from the other end, from the future where it is now.
But it's right here.
Sure, but its counterpart is in the future, 50 years from now.
John Vanderpool, you get Toby back.
Darling, I can't. If Toby were smart enough to push this lever here, he could bring himself back.
Toby's a very smart dog. I mean, he was. I mean, he will be. Oh, my goodness, what do I mean? Oh, my poor little dog. They probably don't even have dogs 50 years in the future.
Well, they got one.
Yes, but what if they think dogs are unsanitary or something and they abolish them? I read in a magazine...
Now, look, Helen, there's no use crying about that pooch. He's probably very happy where he is. Think of all the new things he's got to sniff.
But I love him.
You do not. You love me.
I hate you. You sent my Toby dog into the future.
Now, kindly remember, young woman, that I sent him 1 minute into the future. You're the one that added the 50 years.
Well, you can just get him back.
Helen, I can't.
If you send him there, you can bring him back.
Darling, haven't I explained?
You've explained altogether too much, Mr. Vanderpool. I'm glad I found out in time. I might have married a dog murderer.
Oh, Helen.
Here's your ring, you dog murderer.
Helen, listen to me.
I won't listen to a word till you get my Toby back again.
Haven't I told you I... I'll get him back for you.
Well, you better.
I'll get him.
Oh, how?
I'm going after him. Oh, you think I can't, huh?
I think you can.
Well, you just what?
Oh, John. John, no.
What?
What are you going to do?
What do you care?
Listen, John.
Listen, my eye. I'll get your dog.
Oh! John! John, wait for me!
Here we are.
John, it worked.
Yeah.
Oh! What was that?
Airplane of some kind. My gosh.
I don't like this, John.
And I wish I'd brought a gun or something.
Me too.
Place sure has changed.
There's the Empire State Building.
That little bit of thing?
It's the same size, John. Just the other buildings, they're bigger. Oh.
Look. A whole train of airplanes. My golly.
Johnny, is it really 1990?
It's got to be.
Let's go home, John.
Without Toby, not a chance.
Oh, Toby. I'd forgotten him. Toby! Oh, didn't see Toby get lost. Oh, poor Toby.
Oh, not
Oh!
I'm sorry if I frightened you. I was in San Francisco and I suddenly realized the time. I hurried.
Yes, you must have.
I see your time machine, sir. It's similar to the one in which your little pet arrived a few moments ago.
That's right. We came after him, you see.
Yes, indeed. May I introduce myself? My name is John Vanderpool.
What?
My name is John Vanderpool.
Well, that's my name.
Indeed, sir. It was also my grandfather's name.
Well, I'll be darned. Oh, excuse me. This is Miss Gilbertson.
How do you do, Miss Gilbertson? Your name is quite familiar to me.
John, let's get out of here, please.
I had planned on your being my guest, Miss Gilbertson.
Oh, well, we couldn't think of that. We just came to get Toby. Oh, doesn't want to go home. See, Toby, say yes.
You understand his language, Miss Gilbertson?
She just thinks she does.
I wish you could have stayed. We could have run over to Paris this afternoon for the races and then dinner in Shanghai.
Are you kidding?
Huh?
My dear sir, I am the keeper of the records of the city-state of New York. Would I stoop to pleasantry?
I guess not. I was kidding.
John, please.
It's rather difficult for me to explain who we are, Mr. Vanderpool. John, may I call you John?
Of course, sir. I'm quite aware of your identity, sir, and Miss Gilbertson.
Oh, you are? Oh, you mean because we introduced ourselves. Well, but look... So you know who we are. I mean...
What he means is you don't know when we are. See, Toby says that's right.
Oh, but I know that, too.
Well, how do you... I mean, look, this is 1990, isn't it?
Oh, yes, indeed. But you forget that I am keeper of the records of the city-state of New York.
Huh?
Our histories tell us, dear sir, that in the year 1940, on the 11th of March, you and Miss Gilbertson made a short trip into the future. 50 years, to be exact.
My gosh, I never thought of that.
We have been waiting for you, you see. And since you and I bear the same name, it was I who was elected to meet you.
I'm a monkey's uncle.
I'm sorry that you have to go, dear sir, and dear madame. I wish we could have gone to the races and had dinner in Shanghai, but one cannot change history.
Oh, I'm all mixed up.
According to your own records, which are now in our archives, your time machine will cease to function in 1 minute. You have just time to get back to your own year, 1940.
Oh, golly, I wish I could stay.
You had best hurry, sir. There's so little time.
Yes, yes.
Johnny, if you don't hurry.
Yes, my dear. Well, goodbye, old boy, and thanks.
We'll meet again, sir, I promise you.
I certainly hope so. Well, thanks. Glad you've met you.
And perhaps before you go, you'd like to shake hands with your grandson.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye. And here's a souvenir of the year 1990 for you. Make haste, and goodbye.
Start the machine, John. Quick.
Oh, goodbye.
1990, 1970,
1960,
1970, 1940.
Oh, my gracious.
We're back. Yeah. And look at your time machine, just as the man said. John, what did he mean about shaking hands with your grandson?
Darned if I know. Look at my beautiful machine.
What was that paper he gave you for a souvenir?
Oh. Well, I'll be doggone.
What is it?
Look at it, Helen. Read the part marked in red pencil.
Why, it's a page out of a history book. And on March 11th, 1940, John Vanderpool and Helen Gilbertson were married. Why, John... He must have been our grandson. Oh, but it's March 11th, and we're not married.
Well, we've still got till midnight, darling. You know, we can't change history.
And so they were married and lived happily ever after. But I wonder what happened when they got back to 1990. Did they meet themselves, or... Hey, wait a minute. Maybe I better stop this. I suppose there's some people who buy tomato juice without saying what brand they want. You know, just take whatever brand is given them.
Not at our house, Mr. Putnam.
Why do you say that, Mrs. Blank?
Well, I sent Billy to the store the other day for tomato juice, and I forgot to tell him to be sure to ask for Campbell's. The next morning at breakfast, I didn't say anything, but my family said plenty, I can tell you. And from now on, you can be sure even 7-year-old Billy will ask for Campbell's.
In other words, once people have enjoyed the deep, full, mellow, garden sweetness of Campbell's, no other tomato juice will do. They remember the refreshing, sparkling flavor of that first sip. And from then on, that's what they demand in their tomato juice. A real garden freshness that comes only from luscious, sun-ripened tomatoes picked right at the peak of their juicy perfection. But fine flavor is not all Campbell's tomato juice brings you. It brings you fresh tomato vitamins, too. Vitamins A and B and vitamin C, which builds toward buoyant health. Indeed, today there is no better balanced vitamin drink than Campbell's tomato juice. No wonder families everywhere are turning to Campbell's, the largest selling tomato juice in America. Are you enjoying it often? Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Campbell's Tomato Juice brings you Campbell's short, short story. Wednesday at this same time, a story will be As Good as Caruso, the tale of a successful radio crooner who got operatic ambition. This is George Putnam inviting you to tune in Wednesday for As Good as Caruso, presented with the compliments of Campbell's Tomato Juice. Now please keep listening for Life Begins, the story of Martha Webster, which follows immediately. Campbell's Scotch Broth brings you another chapter of Life Begins, the story of Martha Webster.